through this service that what we do would be pleasing in thy sight and come up to thee in a sweet-smelling savor. We're thankful for men like the brother that's here to come and sing songs and praise your name, and ask that you would be with him and as he conducts this service. We're thankful for everyone here that's represented. We're especially thankful for all the visitors that are here, that you would give them safe journeys back to their homes. I'd like to pray for the weak and the sick, that you would be with them and comfort them and bring them back to a point of state that they could once return and worship. We ask now that you be with this congregation and this meeting through the rest of this week, that you would be with them. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Very nice to meet you all. Well, thank you so much for the invitation to be here. It's a lot different, especially for my kids that don't know much other than tall buildings and such. So it's really nice to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation to be here. I'm actually not a full-time preacher. I work in the music industry, repairing instruments for players of all sorts in the city. My wife is a musician as well. But I'm asked to do a lot of preaching at home, and over the years, developed a kind of way of doing what I like to call song sermons. And that's what we're going to be doing, 6 song sermons this weekend, which involve some scripture, some direction, and then we'll sing together, and then we'll kind of go back and forth with scripture and singing, and a little bit of preaching, a little bit of teaching, singing, and all to reinforce the message. And that is this evening and this weekend, is that Jesus is King. And we're going to be really focusing on Jesus this weekend, the gospel in song. I said thank you for the invitation this evening, and I have an invitation for you right now. And that is an invitation to a celebration. The title of this lesson this evening is All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And we are going to have a celebration of praise for our King, and that is Jesus.
Amen.
It's an invitation to a celebration that's going to take your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. It's an invitation to celebrate and to honor our Savior and our King. And to set the stage, I got a couple passages to begin with. And that's in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, verses 16 through 20. And it reads, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" And in Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 5, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, the Father."
Amen.
But this is also a celebration to use our imaginations. Perhaps a part of our mind we forget about as we grow older. It certainly doesn't go away. Our imaginations don't go away. And of course, we're probably not thinking about make-believe friends or distant lands with fantastical creatures. But perhaps we've been using our imaginations as adults to worry, to scheme, or to imagine the worst that might happen. But tonight I'm inviting us to an intense, positive imagination exercise. One where we imagine Jesus our King in all of His majesty. Maybe you're not quite sure what to imagine at this point. I'm going to read for you two passages from Revelation that give us something to imagine what Jesus looks like in His majesty, but also in His war clothes, because the kings have to be ready for peace and for war. So before we sing our first song this evening, I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 1 and then from Revelation chapter 19. So as I read these words that John wrote down about what he saw, just try to visualize what Jesus looks like. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me. That's John. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe, with a golden sash across his chest. The hairs of his head were white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp sword, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our first song tonight, as we sing together, will be All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And as we sing this, in our minds, we'll be thinking about what the images that we draw from what we just sang.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him
What makes Jesus so great and such a great king? Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 13, He, that's the Father, has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. That certainly makes Him great, right? What else makes Jesus so great of a king? Well, He's selfless, He's compassionate, He loves and He leads by example, right? And He has our best interests in mind at all times. And it's hard maybe for us as Americans to think about what it's like to have a king. And this is an exercise to get past our idea of what leaders, in our sense of what we've grown up in and we experience now, to accept Jesus as our King. Jesus always has our best interest in mind at all times. I don't think we can honestly say that about our leaders, whatever leader that is. What's great about Jesus as King is there's no politics. There are no lobbyists. He can't be bought, right?
Amen.
He cannot be bought. There's no bureaucracy when we need help. Think about that for a minute. How many times you've had to call for help, for something, and then you get transferred, and then the phone goes off, and then you got to call again, and then you get transferred, and you get transferred, and you still haven't got the help you need. It's not that way with our King. How about this one? There's no secret past. There's no baggage. There's no skeletons in the closet, and there are no scandals. And He certainly does not surround Himself with bad advisors, right? And I like this one. He doesn't need to apologize for anything. Yes. Because He's not done anything wrong. And He's not going to do anything wrong. And that all ultimately, all this package, it makes Him worthy, right? He is worthy to be our King. This is going to be our next song. Worthy art thou.
Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our soul's adoration, worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of
King want us to sing? Why does our King want us to sing? I already kind of maybe mentioned this a little bit in the beginning. It's an exercise that connects the physical and the spiritual, right? That part about it taking all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Think about singing spiritual songs together. You can kind of put, you can use all four of these things that make us up to do just that, right? When we sing spiritual songs together, we're using our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength, right? In James chapter 5, and verse 13, it says, "If anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. If anyone is cheerful, let him sing praise." Right? It's a good reason to sing. And at the very basic level, we're told to sing together, right? In Ephesians and Colossians, it's for us to do. This is an interesting. Years ago, there was a study or an experiment of kind of sorts, where a whole choir, they put heart monitors on an entire choir. And you know what? Over time of singing, the longer they sang together, the hearts started to kind of click together. All right? It was an interesting thing to read and an interesting study. Whether there's anything there or not, I thought that was interesting. But certainly singing is good for memorizing. Right? Most of these songs we're going to be singing this weekend, most of you probably know. All right? It's good for remembering words, good for remembering important things. Music, and singing especially, it softens us. It softens us. And we may not like to think about that, but that's the part where words can get into us in a way that if we just said them, it wouldn't work the same way. But if we sing them, it does something different. Now, whether there's a scientific way to explain that or not, I think it's a very important that we know that singing together especially, there is something special to that. And then my final point might be the key to maybe understanding why singing is special. Why it does something that talking together doesn't. We could just say the words of these songs together, just recite the words, and it wouldn't do the same. It wouldn't have the same effect spiritually than when we sing them together. In Zephaniah chapter 3, in verse 14, in the prophecy, this is after a prophecy of doom and destruction for Jerusalem. There's most of the time in the prophecies, there's a restoration prophecy right after that. And in Zephaniah, it's the same. And in verse 14 of chapter 3, it says this: "Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, 'Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing.'" Did you get that last part? He wasn't talking about the daughters of Zion exulting with loud singing. The King, Lord, the Lord your God, the Mighty One, will exult over you with loud singing. He likes to sing. And perhaps being made in the image of God also includes the love of singing. Think about that. Such a spiritually important thing that we do. We do it. Our God does it too. Our King does it. And I think that's the key to understanding why singing together is so special. Our King likes to do it as well. I like that one part in there. It said, he will quiet you with his love. I've always thought of this, or I've always loved this hymn, Ferris, Lord Jesus. I'm sure a lot of you have too. And there are a lot of loud praise songs, which is not a bad thing. Praise songs are usually loud. But to me, this has been a quiet praise song. I don't know if you think about that often. Can you have a quiet praise song? Think about when you first hold a baby. Are you shouting, praise God? No, it's quiet, praise God. There are quiet times to praise God, and then there are loud times of praise. And to me, this has always been a quiet praise song. A song that takes us by the hand to gaze upon the great quiet scenes of his creation, only then to realize just how much more wonderful Jesus really is. Let's sing this together. Ferris, Lord Jesus.
Ferris, Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, oh, thou art God and man, the Son.
Pilate is interrogating Jesus. It says, so Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered, do you say this on your own accord, or did others say it to you about me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done? And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. but my kingdom is not from this world. Then Pilate said to him, so you are a king? And Jesus answered, you say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Let's sing King Most High. King Most High. From the earth,
from the earth,
from the sky. That last verse, his darkest power he o'ercame, life for me he regained, a prophet ne'er to die, a priest fore'er on his throne. See, Jesus is not just the king. What also makes him great is he's a prophet, he's a priest, and a king. Praise him, praise him. Number 54. Praise him, praise him. Thank you.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His
sins He suffered and bled and died. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. See, His kingdom must have pure and righteous citizens, yet sin would keep everyone from entering His kingdom. So He offered Himself to pay for our sins. He knew by His stripes, I am healed. Through His blood I can kneel, for by His oppression I worship my King. Sing, my He carried my sorrows. He carried my sorrows, He bore my griefs, was pierced for transgressions, afflicted for peace. He knew by His stripes I am healed, through His blood I can kneel, for by His oppression
despised and rejected, he knew no sin, was crushed for his people, no violence within. He knew by his stripes I am healed, through his blood I can kneel, for by his oppression I worship my King. My heart mourns his chain.
What an incredible display, right, of selflessness. And what a blessing to have a king who would do something like that. Not too many kings we can think about that would do something like that, right? Just Jesus. Just Jesus, right?
Amen.
Right? What a blessing it is to be in his kingdom. Well, we're nearing the end of our celebration of praise. We have two more hymns for the evening. We'll have one now, and then we'll have an invitation hymn. Now, I couldn't think of a better hymn than this one to close with, because each verse is made up of two parts, right? The first part is just two lines of music, each verse. The first part tells of the pain and suffering of our Savior and King. And the second part exclaims the blessing that came from what he did, ending with a resounding hallelujah, what a Savior. So the way we're going to sing this, and I'm not sure if this is how we sung it here or whatnot, but the part about pain and suffering, we're going to sing it quietly and slowly. And then we get to the second line when it's about blessing. We're going to sing it with more gusto, a little bit more volume. Then we get to the last verse, it's all gusto, because the message is there, and it needs to be sung with some gusto, some mustard. So, hallelujah, what a Savior.
Okay.
So we started with an invitation, right? And we'll end with an invitation. Let me ask you this. Have you submitted to the Christ, to the King yet? Have you surrendered your will to Jesus Christ and joined his kingdom? Remember one of those early verses that we talked about and we read in Philippians? The part that says, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The invitation now is to do just that. Confess Jesus Christ as Lord and join his kingdom if you haven't already. Switch your allegiance for thinking of king and citizen. Switch your allegiance from your own will and bow to his will. Repent. Obtain his salvation and join his kingdom by dying to your sins through baptism, being washed clean by the blood of him. Think back at all those great things that we celebrated about our King this evening. Just take a second to think about it. We've sung a lot. I'm a little sweaty. Are you a little sweaty? That's the strength part, right? Think back about all those things that we've sung about Jesus and talked about Jesus and praised him for. If you want to be in his kingdom, we can help you this evening. Please talk to somebody either now or afterwards, and let's stand together as we sing. Let him have his way with thee.
Would you live for Jesus and be always doing good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burdens, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save your soul that you need never fall? Let him have his way.
I don't know when I've had a more uplifting evening, and it's so wonderful. You have such a good audience here. People have come from a wide place. Our own members have come out. One young family heard the siren, turned around, and went back home. I understand, but we're so happy to have everybody here. This is the beginning of just 3 days of intense songs, praise, learning about Jesus. And so be here again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, our usual times on Sunday. Joe, do you have anything else, brother?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much. Brother Gillins, thank you so much. What an edifying, uplifting time we've had. I'm going to ask Brother Jerry Gillins to lead us in our closing prayer.
Let us pray together.
your most holy and most righteous and all-loving Father in heaven. We thank you so much for all the blessings that you've showered upon us, dear Father. We thank you for, as was said tonight, that you're always there for us to answer our prayers and hear our prayers and our needs, and you know our needs before we even do. And dear Father, we love you and we thank you so much for this. We thank you for allowing us to all be here tonight together to hear this powerful lesson that Kevin has brought us about our King, Jesus, and all the many blessings that you provided to us through his great sacrifices and all the many blessings. And dear Father, we thank you so much, and we love you so much for this, and we love our King, Jesus, so much for his great sacrifice for us. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.